Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as K-Friend. Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
All right, guys, we have a special episode of our HBC Union Breaks Tour. Thank you so much to everybody at the HBC Union and our partnership with McDonald's.
So fun.
So much fun. So dope. Such great energy. And we thought it would be the perfect bonus to let you guys in on that. So enjoy this. Take a listen to this dope conversation that we know you guys are going to love. Again, shout out to McDonald's and their HBC Union. Hope you guys enjoy.
Orlando! Thank you, McDonald's, our sponsor for today.
Hey, beautiful ones. Thank you so much for joining us. Hi, all the beautiful people.
What's up, Florida Blue Classic? How y'all feeling today? What's going on? What's happening?
I heard we're here for a game or something like that. It's a game happening. Some teams is playing. I know FAMU is out here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I done seen the orange and green. I know what that mean.
And I definitely see that burgundy and gold, that Bethune-Cookman, the Wildcats in the building, right? That's what's up. That's what we like to see, you guys.
This is my third one now, because this is the third stop of our HBCU tour, so I feel like I'm finally getting warmed up.
Yes.
Right?
We're getting taking into a the while. Groove of
I've
things.
Never attended. This is new for me. The tailgates and HBCU game. Thank you.
And somehow she still knew how to dress like a pro, right?
You know, bringing some New York down south.
Got to.
So we have beautiful people joining us on stage today. We'd love for you to introduce yourselves before we get started so everyone knows who you are. Tell us what school you represent and whatever else you feel called to share.
I'm Anaya Morrison, and I represent Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University, October 3rd, 1887. And I major in pharmacy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Takara Brown. I am a senior at the great Bethune-Cookman University. My major is mass communications with the emphasis in broadcast journalism. And I am a proud, proud, proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Oh, Lord. See, y'all already be calling out y'all schools like it's y'all said, but when y'all start doing y'all sororities and things, it get real.
That's right, especially since we got mass comm majors up here. You just want to tell everybody business, don't
okay.
you?
Okay.
That's right. And you?
Hello, everyone. My name is Lindsay E. Johnson, and I go by Lindsay E., and I am a proud Florida A&M University graduate of the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication, the best school. And I live in Miami right now. I've worked in public relations for the last 6 years, but I recently just decided to venture out on my own, and I started my own consulting firm, so Lindsay Johnson PR.
Give it up for that, y'all.
Plug. You know, you need social media PR, branding. You know, I can help you out. And I am also a very proud member of Alpha, Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the original Beta Alpha chapter at FAMU. So I'm excited to be here, and thank you guys.
That's what's up. Our tour manager is a proud AKA, so I had to look at her during that moment. I knew she was happy to hear that. And you?
Hail Wildcats!
Hail Wildcats!
Hail Wildcats!
Hail Wildcats!
Good evening. I'm Cynthia Walker-Blaine, and I represent the great Bethune-Cookman University, located in Daytona Beach, with the world, well, the world's most famous beach, with the best band in the land, the Pride, and Delta Sigma Theta Sorority.
That's how you do an introduction.
That's right. The way you just turned it out, I can already tell we would have ran together if we was on the
baby.
Campus
she
the
said,
time.
Good evening. Okay, had to set the tone.
That's what's up. So let's kick things off. You know what? With you, since you done brought it all the way up, let's start with you. Why did you choose to attend an HBCU?
I chose to attend an HBCU because I thought that was the choice for me. Not that I wasn't aware of the PWIs, but I knew then that Bethune-Cookman was the greatest university out there, and I wanted to be a part of that. So that was no question where I was going to attend.
All right.
Did you have family members that were already attending, or was this
no,
just...
I was the first one, and I set the tone for the rest of the family,
amazing.
And I started the tradition.
How about you? What made you want to attend?
So this is so funny, and you guys may think that, okay, this is not smart. So FAMU is actually the only school that I applied to. That's how motivated that I was to go to FAMU. And it was because, you know, in my church, in my family, there were so many Rattlers, and they were proud. And I was like, you know, what is this about? And I'm also from Orlando, so I grew up as a baby coming to the Classic. And, you know, my guidance counselor, the leaders around me, they were all proud Rattlers, and I wanted to be a part of that, and I wanted that experience, and that's what I got.
So you were coming to the Classic before you attended, and you've been coming after you've attended.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen.
Sir.
She's been coming.
Just like I don't really miss a homecoming, I don't really miss the Classic.
She's been coming from Lindsay lowercase e to Lindsay capital E.
Hey!
And on this side over here? I would say for me, when I was 3 years old, my church used to come to Daytona all the time for like church functions and everything like that. And Bethune was like the only school that I ever saw, and it was the only school I ever wanted to go to. So when I got accepted, it was a dream come true for me, and that's the reason why I came.
I visited PWIs. I visited UF, UCF, USF, and I was like on tour, but I never really felt at home. I took a tour March 2017, and I went to Florida Agriculture and Mechanical University, and I just felt at home. I felt loved, and I knew God sends you where you're supposed to be, and He sent me to Florida Agriculture and Mechanical University, and I felt it in my heart. So that's why I decided to attend there.
I love that.
All right, so you decided to attend an HBCU. I'm super curious about your first year there. Was it what you expected, or was it beyond?
My first year there was exceptional. It was everything that I expected, and I think we made it everything we wanted it to be. So, yes.
What was it like?
It was like... just having, like, it was like 24-hour fun at somebody else's expense. That's the best way that I can describe it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I missed out.
Now, Cynthia, you also said that you were the first in your family to attend Bethune, correct? So then with the Thanksgiving holiday approaching, will you be opening the dinner by saying, Hail Wildcats, the way that you did here?
I'm always saying, okay. Hail Wildcats. I also serve as the president of the Alumni Association, the Orange County chapter. So I believe the maroon and gold, and it's always Hail Wildcats. That's a 24-hour thing.
That's right. Connected like the dots. I know that's right.
And what about your first year? What was it like?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I still have memories from my first year. So I think at any school or any HBCU, you come like a week before school. You have like freshman week. And so you just get acclimated to the campus. All the Greeks or just anybody in student organizations greet you. They help you move in. And, you know, there's some parties, but there's some orientations. And they really set you up for what to expect. But, I mean, I have some of my same friends that I met on the set, you know, like, hey, who are you? Where are you from? Like, okay, let's be friends. Like, let's go to the CAF, you know. So I would say my first year was full of exploration. You know, I met so many people and, you know, I can go on and on about it, but people like to say HBCUs are not diverse, but I met people from D.C., from Virginia, from Jacksonville, from Miami, and I'm from Orlando, so I'm not necessarily around all those different types of people. So I would say it's full of exploration. I joined my first organization that year, and, you know, it's just full of fun and great memories. Yeah.
Which org did you join that year?
So I joined a lot of different things, but that year I joined a modeling troupe, Images Modeling Troupe. And so that would just let me express myself creatively. We would make our own clothes. We would create these concepts for shows. It's a big thing on an HBCU campus to be a part of a modeling troupe. And so that was my first bite of community. And, yeah, so up ever since then.
What was your first year like?
I would definitely have to say my first year was, it was fun. It was fun, but I was a very shy person, so I barely even went out of my room for, like, the first 3 months to, like, eat that much. So I was very shy. But thanks to my roommate, she's still one of my very best friends still to this day. She got me out of my comfort zone. She got me out of my bubble, and I joined my first org as well my freshman year, and that just started off my college experience.
My first year was, it was enlightening, I'll say that, because it was challenging, but it was also fun in the sense that you meet new people, and you're not going to be friends with the same people that you were before you went to college.
I also met new people. I learned things about people. I learned things about myself. I joined my first org, Campus Curls, and, because, you know, natural hair. And, but that was, my freshman year was mostly enlightening, so that was the main part of it. But yeah, I had fun, but new things.
So, Ayana.
I'm like, tell us more, because yes. She's holding back.
Yeah, she holding the good stuff in.
So, Ayana, it's funny that you mentioned how you found a sense of community during your first year on campus. What were some of the places that would bring you and your quote-unquote squad together on campus? Where would you guys hang out?
You'd be surprised. The CAF. You would just sit in the CAF for hours and talk and joke around. Mr. Kenny, if anybody knows him, he was cool. That's my uncle. And he would just give us food. He'd be like, baby, come on, get some food. Come on, get y'all eat up this food. We would just talk for hours in the CAF and the set for the most part. I met a lot of people on the set.
I would say for me, it would be either the quad, the CAF, or Blue Stage. If anybody knows BCU, you know that we hang out at Blue Stage. That's like the biggest thing. So, yeah.
Wait, so what is it?
Yeah. Blue Stage is, it's honestly, it's just like a stage and it has blue seats and it's right next to the school. That's it.
So is it a hangout?
It's a hangout spot.
What goes down at the Blue Stage?
Talking.
Dancing?
Talking, dancing.
Do people perform or?
We've held a couple things there. There was Walk Like a Sigma there my freshman year. So stuff like that.
What about you, Lindsay? I know you were ready to follow up.
Okay, yeah. So places to hang out. Definitely the CAF. So it's funny. So every Wednesday we used to have something called Fried Chicken Wednesday.
No, that's still there.
Oh, okay, cool. So that was the hangout spot. If you didn't have a Rattler card to swipe you in, you found somebody to swipe you in so you could eat at the CAF on Fried Chicken Wednesday. So the CAF, also the set, clearly, we're famous for our set. And also, let's see, Coleman Library. So we would sometimes call it Club Coleman. We study.
It's still there.
You know, misinterpret it. But we would call it Club Coleman because that would also be an area where we would hang out and post up, too. So
did you have to plan your outfit ahead of time for Club Coleman?
Okay, listen, yes. FAMU is the ultimate fashion show. You know, we come like this to class. I've been wearing heels to class since 18. So, yes, we plan our outfits out because we're trying to impress ourselves and our friends. So, yes.
I love it. And as you can see, that sense of pride is still going strong. Miss Cynthia has on a beautiful school spirit with her T-shirt today. Yes. So the style transcends. Yeah.
All right, now, we're getting into the nitty-gritty, right? So I want to know, with the students that are currently involved, what organizations are you currently involved in?
I'm in Campus Curls and National Society of Collegiate Scholars. So I'm in those two right now, but I plan on joining more just to get more community service. I want to branch out and do something different, more with medical. Oh, I'm in Black Women in Medicine as well. Sorry, forgot about that
okay.
one.
Okay,
Black Women
I like
in Medicine.
That
one just came on campus.
Can you also run me quickly through what Campus Curls is?
That is a natural hair organization. It's for men as well. And it's basically enlightening and doing community service around natural hair. We do also other things like at the St. Jude Walk with hospitals and things like that. But it's mainly a club to uplift and to educate Black girls and Black men about natural hair and to talk about stigmas with it and everything like that.
Yeah, I'm a board member of Campus Curls myself.
What about you? Current organizations?
I'm actually currently a part of four organizations. I am a part of the Student Activities Board. I've been a part of the Student Activities Board now this is my fourth year going into it. I'm also a part of Sisters Incorporated.
Sisters. Is there a Z at the end?
No, it's an S.
Okay,
yes. Sisters Incorporated. I was a charter member for Phenomenal Women in Higher Education Think Tank.
Right.
And I'm also, of course, a part of the lovely Delta Alpha chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
All right. Oh, you know what? Before we leave the stage, I heard the Wildcat song. I also need to know what the FAMU song is. Like, what's the... There? Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm going to move right on along then.
He let you know quick.
They don't have one. Hating ass Wildcat in the front. They don't have one.
I'm not going to say any comment. I let the comment pass by my sister here about the baddest band in the land. I'm going to let her live. I'm going to let her live.
Period.
But we're going to see that today because we know people still buy tickets to see the band. So
you part of
I'm going to let y'all live.
You're part of Images, so now you got to rep the image now.
When you get your own series,
Now, I just want to speak on that high five that we just witnessed. That high five that we just took, watched take place is really what it's all about, right? It's about HBC unity. And we all know that that's very, very important to McDonald's, who is our title sponsor for the Florida Blue Classic. Can we give it up for McDonald's one time, you guys?
Hey, thank you.
Shout out to McDonald's. Now, I watched you get up, and you knew that it was time to go high five, okay? Tell us more about that HBCU unity that you have as being a member, as being an alma mater.
Well, I think that just going to an HBCU, I think with the nurturing that you get from entering there, we all HBCUs, we support one another. And I said, if we didn't, we wouldn't be able to sit at the Florida Classic. So it's all about the bondage. It's about the nurturing. It's about promoting the next generation. And it's about making sure that we do our part and encouraging and forward, moving forward in education and endeavors.
That's right. It's also about time that we swing things over to Ayanna. Ayanna, now I do know that you are actually the recipient of the $10,000 award for the Thurgood Marshall College Fund offering for the HBCU Forward Scholarship, correct?
Yes.
So talk to us about this award and how you were able to use it in assistance in paying for your education.
I'm very grateful for this award. God comes through. Amen. Because, you know, I'm... Amen. But for this award, it's helping paying off for pharmacy school, and it's pushing me towards going into my professional program, to get into my professional program. And sometimes it's hard to want to go on when you're like, when you see a balance and you're like, oh, I can't register for classes if I don't get this down, or I can't do this if I don't get this down. Don't quit. Keep praying. There's always a way. Don't ever give up on your dream. And I thank you for this scholarship because I get to change somebody's life in the end.
Now, how did you hear about the McDonald's Shoot of the HBCU Forward Scholarship?
I'm a first-generation student to go to college. When they opened in the spring, I applied for this scholarship, and I was just like, you know what? I saw the scholarship. I was like, talk about what HBCU means to you and community. And I just wrote about FAMU, and I got it, and that's how I saw it, and that's how I applied for it.
Let's take advantage of the fact that we have current students and alumni on stage together. So my question would be, what could alumni do to be more helpful in your path while you're still in college right now?
Well, donating money. People fail to realize you have to give back to where you went to school. So to help out future generations. And that's what I plan to do when I graduate. But you have to help out. You have to educate. You have to. You can go around to elementary schools, to middle schools, high schools, and tell them about your HBCUs. Go back to hometowns. You can tell them about your HBCUs. Tell them how what you're experiencing, what clubs you're in. That's what I'm going to do when I graduate. So I think that's important, and you have to engrave it in that. Yes, it's good to go to a PWI, but it's also just as great to go to an HBCU. So that's that.
And when you say to tell you these things, what format? You mean they should be more events or mixers or an email network?
Yeah, probably more events.
More events.
More events, and it's also up to high schools as well. So I think teachers as well need to, guidance counselors need to show that, you know, you can make it through an HBCU.
Yeah, as alumni, what would you suggest for the active students? What's the best way for them to reach you, to stay connected to you?
Well, I think that alumni, I know for myself and our alumni chapter, we are very active on the campus. We're very active in the alumni events. But one of the things that I would say to the current students is that they have to engage. It can't be a one-way. It has to be a two-way communication. You can't wait just for us to reach out to them. You have to reach out to us as well. And I know that we usually do an Alumni Day of Service every year at Bethune-Cookman University, and that's our opportunity to go within classrooms and to work with the students. We look at resumes. We do talk to them. We take them back, and we mentor them. So I think one of the things that's probably missing is that the students are not reaching out to the alumni. I think the alumni are there, but the students need to reach out and engage with the alumni as well.
And how can they reach out? What's the best way to reach
out? Well, they can reach out when they see the alumni, like just today at this event, there's several alumni. We have to take the opportunity sometime to move forward and to introduce ourselves. You see someone, everybody's being identified today with their school spirit. Very easy to walk up to someone and say, hey, Wildcat, hey, I'm a student right now, dot, dot, dot. You find out that sometimes that particular alumni is from the same city that you are in, or they meet the person over some of the scholarship opportunities. But if you don't open your mouth, a closed mouth don't get fed, you know, and it's just that's the reality of it.
I'd like to say I witnessed a lot of giving back kind of around the people in my age. A couple years ago, there was this strong, like, young alumni movement to get younger alumni, you know, probably 5 years out of school, more active. And I have several friends who have started throwing parties or created their own fundraiser events that are parties for us, but we give directly back to the university. And then also it's customary when our Greeks are having their anniversaries, we always give a donation, $5,000, $10,000 back to the school, and that's announced at our convocation during the homecoming season. So there are different opportunities where a lot of alumni are getting giving back. I think we can do more. Just like how I met Anaya today, I think it's like what you're saying, us having a conversation, and me as a big sister following up with her and just being it, you know, she may not really need anything from me, but maybe she does, you know, and just making those relationships. I think alumni can do a little bit more because, you know, we are the older person and we can kind of, you know, grab them and make sure that they're okay.
Well, one thing also, I know that at Bethune-Cookman University, we do have like a pre-alumni association, and that is an opportunity for students to join that. That is getting you ready to be a full-fledged alumni. So I think that by engaging in that, that gets you in the process of what you're supposed to do when you get out. Our motto is, enter to learn, depart to serve. I think that aspect of it, you can start even before you graduate.
Now, wait a minute, because if they hit one more drum, are you talking?
We're about to get out of here, but before we go, I have one final question. What's the first thing you're going to do when you graduate? And what was the first thing you did after you graduated, after you walked across that stage? What's the first thing you got planned? I know for us, it was like, we gonna Dougie across the stage, okay? We gonna dab on him or something.
Honestly, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry. As soon as I walk across that stage, the tears are going to just fall, because I'm gonna be so thankful. And I'm getting out of here in May, so I'm just,
oh wow,
I'm
the
blessed.
Countdown begins. I'm blessed. Yes. Hey, congratulations.
I'm blessed, thank you.
I'm going to Italy.
Vacation time.
I'm going
yes.
to Italy. And she's coming
Fancy.
With me. We're going to Italy.
If you're doing the Oprah point, you need to point over here. She's coming with me. And he's going too. And you're going to Italy. I'm going to Italy.
That's my mom, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, mom. Can I come
hi,
with
mom.
Her? She's taking you. Can you take me then? All right, how about y'all? What's the first thing you did after you walked across that stage?
So I did kind of stroll across the stage. You know, I had to you know, show that.
In heels,
and then
of course.
My parents were... I was blessed enough. My parents are here. They gave me a party. And then I got on the grind to look for a job. And what's so funny is I became a brand ambassador or an intern after college. So like 5 months, I worked on the Florida Classic after I graduated, because they take one Rattler and one Wildcat from both schools to actually join their team to actually market and promote the Classic. And I was blessed enough to have that opportunity. So I'm like, you know, I love the Classic. I love FAMU. So that's what I spent my time doing right after graduation.
That's amazing.
Okay, I don't think I can remember that I did anything special. I knew that I was going to graduate school right out of Bethune-Cookman. So I graduated in April. I started at Rollins in September. I don't know that I did anything spectacular when I graduated. Was glad to be, thank you, Lord, to be graduating. And I don't know. I don't even think that we went out to eat. You know, I don't remember that we did anything special. It was just an opportunity to graduate. We're so proud to be there. So it wasn't a lot of pomp and circumstances that they do now with all the graduation parties and all that hoops, pomp and circumstances. When I graduated, we just graduated, you know?
Well, it looks like there was something that you did though, Miss Cynthia, because you started a trend in your family. So your graduating actually set an example that had far greater impact than boogieing at the party after you get off the stage, so yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for your time. McDonald's, it's been amazing. We're here at the HBC Union. I believe next up we're going to have some tunes spun. Okay, DJ Envy's going to be in the building momentarily. All right, I see him standing off to the stage. So, you folks, please enjoy. Root for your teams. Act a plum fool. It's going to be a good time. I'm not picking sides, but, you know, I want to hear the Wildcat song again later. And if you want to fan, we can, you know, teach me some things, too, all right?
I am curious. Who's here for the game and who's here for the band? You're here for all of it. Okay. They all looked at me like that.
Okay, they said both.
Thank you again to McDonald's, our sponsor for today. Everybody enjoy and have a great time at the Florida Blue Classic.
Thank you for joining us.
All right, you got to listen to us talk to students from FAMU and Bethune-Cookman University. Thank you so much again to our partners at McDonald's and the HBC Union. It was amazing. We had a blast at the Florida Blue Classic, and we can't wait to see you guys next year.
And all them funny-ass alumni, funny-ass active students, and most importantly, the people in the audience
yes.
who were chiming in like they don't have a theme song, remember?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
That's right.
We hope you enjoyed it, Orlando. Thank you so much for showing us so much love. And thank you to Memphis. Thank you to Birmingham. Thank you to everyone who made this possible. We hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yes.